guest speaker. Okay? So it's a surprise, and it's an international guest speaker, so you can be on tenterhooks for a while, unless you've read your emails. And then there'll be a time for us to respond after that. And then we're going to finish our meeting with The Sound of Music. So we're going to finish our meeting with So Long, Farewell, Auf Wiedersehen, Goodbye. Because this is going to be the last meeting for three more of our Lebanese brothers. So we're saying goodbye today to Serge Sade, to Serge Haddad, and to Carl Gosen. And we'll take some time at the end of the meeting to honor them and to pray for them as well. So we're saying goodbye, as we said, goodbye to Jupa 2 weeks ago, to three other Lebanese brothers that have been really significant in our life. And our worship today is going to be led by the Potter household. So before I hand over to them to lead us in worship, I just wanted to give us a few words just to orientate us to come into the Lord's presence. And I was reading the book of Revelation this week, and chapter 21, verse 4 really spoke to me and really jumped out of the page at me this week. It says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And I think we all know, not one of us is exempt from the difficulties and tragedies of our fallen race, of fallen humanity. And as a community, I think we feel these things more deeply because we're brothers and sisters together and we're living through COVID-19 and all the pains and challenges that brings us. But in this single verse, I just experienced the Lord drawing me back and the Lord reminding us that there's a veil that separates the here and now from the ever after. And in this verse, the Lord gives us a glimpse into eternity, a glimpse into the time when everything is made new, when everything comes fully under his rule and under his law. And though we wait for it, and though we wait for it patiently, we know the day is coming when God himself will dwell with us, when we will fully know our God, who knows us fully, who loves us fully, and who cares for us fully. And so our response, irrespective of all the challenges that are going on in our lives, irrespective of all the things going on around us, is to raise our heads, is to raise our eyes and not to lower them. Because when we raise our eyes, we see through the veil, we see beyond the veil, and we know for sure that heaven dwells with us. And so when we worship him, we have a foretaste of Revelation 21:4. We see beyond the veil. We see that the Lord is with us. We see a glimpse of what heaven looks like. So let's worship him now, asking him to draw us in behind the veil, to see his glory in our lives and in the lives of our brothers and sisters. So I'll hand over to Hugh to lead us in worship. And if we could all just go on mute.